The once bustling commercial centre of Shanghai is quiet and empty, with most of the city's 25 million people forced to stay at home as part of the government's strict zero COVID-19 policy. In the capital, Beijing, authorities have completed three rounds of mass testing ahead of the Labour Day holiday. Many say they're tired of the restrictions, which they fear could soon become even tougher.
2 years ago, everyone had a very vigilant attitude towards epidemic prevention. But now, maybe because it's been too long, people want to go out and have fun.
You look at a city that used to be crowded and now is empty, and you can't help but wonder how these people managed to survive. I'm suppressing a lot of emotions.
The impact of the zero COVID policy is being felt economically too. China's manufacturing has dropped to its lowest level in more than 2 years. Retail sales are down and unemployment is at its highest since May 2020. Analysts say results for this quarter will be worse.
The dynamic zero strategy is not sustainable, and we can see many examples in Shanghai. And for a lot of the companies in digital industry, in manufacturing, they're under a lot of pressure to lay off more workers. But right now, China doesn't seem to have a new solution to this problem.
Experts warn the economic impact will extend beyond China, with consumers around the world told to expect more inflation and higher prices. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.